The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We thank God for another evening. And the opportunity He has given unto us once again. And I want to thank my daddy for the opportunity. Kenel Amuakun was bringing me to church. I said something which was like we were joking as usual. I said, if you attend Deliverance and you go to hell, you have lost double. Because the kind of training you go through, hundred days,
and now
crossover, morning service,
and opa,
11th hour.
All
these ones. And again, at the end of the day, you don't make it. Then who should forgive you? So may God have mercy on us. Because everything we need, all that pertains to life and godliness, has been set in place for us. We have to take advantage of it. And we thank God for the life of the man of God, the angel of the house. Because it's not easy. Sometimes, we follow him and we say, where does he get his energy from? I believe that what he does, even those of us who are younger than him, if we want to go with him, maybe we will break down along the way.
Because
morning he is on. And if it's crossover, he's around. Tomorrow, crossover. And then in the morning, it's service. Then Monday, you continue. It's grace. Hallelujah. And we honor that grace. May the Lord give us the strength to be able to continue this way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we bless God. Tonight we'll continue to pray. And in this environment, I'm very relaxed. Yeah, this environment, I'm relaxed.
And
when you get home, you relax. And when you know God is here to you, relax. Because it's no longer your strength, it is God doing His own thing. Tonight, I want us to discuss something briefly. We are still on the issue of Isaac. In fact, that's where I'm staying. I'm just staying there. There is one thing I've come to know about this word. No matter the number of times you read, No matter the number of times you study, anytime you open yourself, there is another level of revelation. What you yourself have preached, what you have believed, if you continue to walk with God at a certain point, that revelation will change. God, you see, God has not changed. But what you need to understand is that revelation is progressive. In fact, it's everywhere. When you are at kindergarten, or you get to class one, when they say take two out of one, that's two, one minus two, right? You want to take two out of one. When you are class one, the class one girl will tell you, or class one boy will tell you, it's not possible. Because at that stage, that is what the class one needs. And that is the kind of knowledge that has been imparted. So it is not possible. But when the same person at class one, graduates, moves on, develops, and gets to SS, they will tell you that when you take two from one, it's negative, right? But at class one, they won't introduce negative. In the spiritual realm, that is how it is. At your level, you get your revelation. And as you progress, the revelation also progresses with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so if you are not getting a certain level of revelation, you need to check yourself, because it means you are also not growing to at a certain level. Whether you like it or not, when you grow, the revelation will change. Whether you like it or not, when you continue to stay in this word, the revelation will change. Even John 3:16 will change.
Yeah.
Psalm 23 will change. Everything will change. And so we thank God. I believe that always I use this example, that even Jesus, in walking with his disciples, at a certain stage, you know, when he was sending them out, he gave them instruction. He said, don't pick extra pairs. Don't pick sandals. Don't greet anyone on the way. Any house you enter into, greet them. If there is a worthy man person there, stay there. Let your peace stay and live there. Now, just imagine that if after that command, Jesus had left, that would have been the revelation. And that would have been how the church should operate. But then before he left, he called them again and put a question to them. He said, when I sent you out without purse, without sandals, without extra tunic, did you lack anything? They said no. He said, but now, this is the instruction. So Jesus was moving from one dimension to the other because the ministry has changed. So now he says that if you have extra pairs, take it. If you have extra tonic, take it. If you don't have knife, sell your dress and buy a knife. Those are hard instructions coming from the Savior. So that is how Revelation is. Just imagine if we have not seen this chapter. Can you imagine how the church would have operated? The church would have operated on people's benevolence. I come to your house, you have to buy dress by force. Because that is what the Bible says. But now the Bible says I should invest myself. If I don't have a knife, I should sell my own dress, not someone's dress. I should sell my own dress and go and buy. So he's telling us that where we have gotten to, you have to finance the work. It is no longer relying on people's benevolence. Finance it yourself. This is where we find ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Revelation is progressive.
And tonight,
yesterday we talked about the fact that Sarah and Abraham, both of them loved.
And Sarah and Abraham siree.
And their laughter was a laughter of unbelief.
Now one siree was siree anyen di siree.
Yet God honored himself.
Now so nyanko pon shenhu enyonyam.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But even though they laughed,
Empusa was siree die.
Something happened. We go to the same Genesis. That's where we are
staying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, reading from verse 1, Genesis 21, from verse
1.
It says, now the Lord was gracious to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. May the Lord do for you what he has promised.
Amen.
It will come to pass because the Lord will be gracious unto you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and bring to pass every promise he has declared concerning your life. In the name of Jesus. Let's continue. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore to him. Let's continue. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, now I want you to pay attention to this. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. So Sarah is now giving a prophecy concerning her life. She says that God has brought me laughter. The same laughter she denied, God has now brought it. And now that she's holding the laughter, she has accepted it. And he says that everyone, let's stay at the six. And he says that everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. You see, the words are important. I pray that your testimony will cause people to laugh with you. May they never laugh at you. May they laugh with you.
Now one
when people are laughing with you, it's a sign of sharing in your testimony. But are you able to tell whether the laughter from people is laughing with you or laughing at you? Can you easily tell? that this laughter is laughing with me or is laughing at me. May God give us that revelation. And in fact, that is what we'll be praying on tonight. Now, I want you to go to the verse 9. Let's see what happened in the verse 9. It says, but Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had born to Abraham was mocking. The NIV says mocking. The English Standard Version says laughing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Sarah herself had declared
Sarah nankasai pai mukaye
that anyone
se obi biara
who hears this will laugh. So what is her problem if Ishmael is laughing?
Ni how ni saying say Ishmael esere.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you had made a declaration that anyone who sees this will laugh, why is it that you have a problem when Ishmael begins to laugh? Why should it be a problem? Is it not a fulfillment of your prophecy? But you see, Sarah had a different insight. She was able to go beyond the laughter. Engage that situation. And put Ishmael in the right context. Ishmael is someone who wants this position. Ishmael is someone who is also a potential. Now that we have Isaac in the picture, if I see any smile or laughter from Ishmael, it is not coming from a good heart. And so I have to deal with it. This life. There are people. We are with them. Every day. When you have an issue, they will come and comfort you. But when you have a breakthrough, they will be angry at you. There are many people who will come for your funeral, but they will never attend your wedding. When they hear that someone has disappointed you, they will quickly run to your house as well.
And come
and tell you that you are not the first person. God will solve the problem. God is in control. But if after 6 months, the same person, you send your invitation back for a wedding, they will not show up. We need to be careful about the Ishmaels around us. And tonight we need to pray against the Ishmaels around us. Oh yes. Another characteristic of these people is that whatever you want to do, because it is not them, they will discourage you. If it is not them, then whatever you are doing is not correct. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just imagine that if Ishmael had come out of Sarah, and at old age, Sarah had given birth to another child called Isaac, do you think Ishmael would have been laughing?
Senka Ishmael na Sarah wo na ene na chi osan wo abofra bi anka Ishmael besere ana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was not happy because the success, the fulfillment of the promise was a threat to him. May God help us that we'll be able to guard our prophecies. We'll guard our promises. And we will guard our sacrifices. Because there will be people around to mock. There will be people around to play it down. There will be people around to discourage. If you want to find people who are really mockers, and it didn't start today. Everywhere, people will want to bring you down because it is not there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they have to be eliminated. There are some people that will even discourage you from testifying.
When
you want to give a testimony, they look at you. So you want to come and waste all of us our time because of this thing. This small thing. Or even after testifying. Then after church, someone will corner you and send you. May the Lord have mercy. And help us to protect. I remember some years ago. In deliverance
here.
When I came here first.
And
I started church. One day, somebody told me something.
Obi can be betray me.
He said, are you not tired? Everything you are there, everything you are doing, are you the only person in this church? Well, I'm telling you, we were in the wooden structure there. Long time ago. But I still remember. Someone even said, when they say every giving, you go and give. You don't know what to do with your money. So it happens. I'm talking from experience. Yes. But I won't allow it to discourage me. One thing that when I see, I'm always happy, my heart is always full of joy, is that anytime I come around here, I still see people we started together. And I see how God has raised people here.
Yes.
But you may think that they were never discouraged. People discouraged them. Certain actions will discourage you. But if you know that you hold a certain Isaac in your hand, you will protect that Isaac from the laughter from
Ishmael.
Protect that promise in your hand. Protect that vision. Protect that dream. And you need to take a stand. Those days I didn't have courage. I would have told the person in the face.
But,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And because Sarah had discernment, she could quickly discern that this kind of laughter is not a genuine
one.
And if I don't take a step and joke with it, that is the important part. It is one thing knowing that the laughter is not genuine. And it is another thing finding a solution to it. Some people have lost their destinies. They have lost their focus because they had certain Ishmaels around them, discouraging them, but they did not take actions against the Ishmael. And it ended up ruining their destinies. It ruined them. But Sarah with discernment said, hey, remember, you see, you should put this in a right perspective, in the right context. In their time, we didn't have this thing as the human rights issues and all these things that are coming on. In fact, consider the time of Abraham. Now move it all the way to the time of Jesus. So if in the time of Jesus, even counting, they were not counting women. Now take it back to the time of Abraham. It means women at that stage did not have any say. I believe in our time, there is no way you would tell a woman, your wife, that as we are going to this town, if anyone asks you anything, say, I am your brother. But the woman accepted it. To the point that even when she was threatened to sin against God by a whole king coming to pick her to the house, she still submitted. She didn't resist.
So
that was the kind of dispensation they found themselves in. So to have Sarah standing on her feet to say that Ishmael will not stay in this house wasn't a joke. It wasn't an easy decision. And if Abraham, I am sure, from what the Bible has written, I am sure that Abraham resisted. Abraham said, Lala, it will not happen. Why do I say this? Had it not been any resistance, God would not have come in. Because Abraham resisted. Now God had to be the referee. And God came in and said, listen to the woman. Because there was no way Abraham was going to listen to the woman. Abraham also felt that Ishmael came out of me.
Abraham who say Ishmael so fini mu baye.
And even God had to strike a deal.
And then I say Yakupon never be to see a
fine. If your fear is that I will not bless Ishmael, forget about it. I'm going to bless him. There is one thing we need to understand.
Adiba kunesi tia.
It could be very controversial. The kind of blessings we are seeing in the Arab world. The kind of infrastructure, development, growth, everyone is going to Dubai and all those places. He came out of Ishmael. And it was promised from God that I am also going to bless him. He's going to
Arab
be 90 nations. There will be 12 bullets out of him. There will be 12 rulers coming out of Ishmael. He is also going to be great. God had to negotiate with Abraham with this kind of blessing so that Abraham will agree
Abraham
for Ishmael to leave.
I can't say my Ishmael enko.
May the Lord help us to identify. You see, sometimes Remember that Ishmael was Abraham's son.
Kai mu say Ishmael no ye Abraham ba.
Why am I saying this? It should tell you that the mocker is not very far. It's not from a distant place. It's within. It wasn't someone outside. It was not someone far. It was someone who was blood related.
Who
became
the mocker?
Became someone who was also laughing. Sometimes when you are looking at how to protect your blessing. I believe those of us here, if you should tell somebody what you have prepared as your Isaac sacrifice on Sunday, the person will tell you that you are living in a different world.
You are living in a different world.
This Akufo Addo's government.
Akufo Addo abayin ipepen so yi ana.
And you want to go and give all these things to
na,
the church.
Na upesa wo disa asika yin na ma asafuno.
You are not giving it to the church.
Unfa ma asafuno.
You are creating a sacrifice that will speak for you.
Udi afaribo biya ebe kasama o neesi ho.
Anytime you think you are doing something for the church, you have missed the mark.
Abribia ye will say, oh, ye be ama safono de na why you are fee a quine home.
Know that you are doing it for God.
Can
you
say wo ya man yang coupon?
And sometimes people will tell you, why do you say we are doing it for God?
A tom bribia nipa me bisa will say, a day na uka se wo ya man yame.
When I know those of us here, we don't go there. But if you know those outside who go there, those who go to the gods and the fetish and the rest, when they go and they charge them that they should bring sheep, and they send a sheep, have they seen the gods before? Have they ever gone to the shrine and they have seen the gods sitting and chopping before? But I want to, tell someone who does it, that the day they will charge for a fowl or a goat, that evening, the person should just take a walk to the fetish priest's house, just pass behind the kitchen.
Around
4:45, when they are preparing evening soup, and just pulling the aroma, if you have the spirit of discernment, you know that this one here, it was my goat. This one is my goat. If you can really discern, you know that this is my goat. Christians, we have a problem.
A Christopher, you were how
they cut and pour the blood. Even some will still keep some of the blood to solidify, then they will fry and chop.
Then
they will open and take some of the intestines, some things that are not very good. And they go and drop it there. I have never seen anyone protesting. So all these things that we brought, it's only this small one you gave to the gods.
One
dog.
Why? Who are no?
And even when they charge you money,
say your trust the cab warma umpo,
and you bring 10,000.
Now what is the cab people do? 50,000.
Next year, you go to that place.
Okohwa.
And you go and meet the same man sitting on the floor with the leg crossed, the same place. They can't get
you. Shia papa na tifom.
But you haven't taken your time to ask him.
What Mister Owo say?
Baba.
Baba,
The money I brought last year, why didn't you do renovation here? Or if you want to go and ask, I'll sponsor you. That would be free sponsorship. Go and ask.
And no dear. So pesa wo koso hwea mema usika na odi akoya hwe
go to Tongo in the north
koso Tongo stroho.
That's where they had some of these big shrines
abosuma kese pa wo ho,
and the kind of people who go there for powers, the cast
won a wo ko Tongo ho fa ekoji tumi no.
Yet when you get to that environment, you don't even want to walk or step. Mercy.
Who could do a saka?
Feathers of fowls, dried up blood.
Who contacra moja? Ayahonina nyama.
No renovation.
Yes, yes, yeho. Nsu wakoji tumi woho.
No painting.
Yen kadai bia woho.
But people go there all the time.
Nansu kofoko ho abribia.
I haven't seen demonstration there.
Mi hu se ye ye chrebi woho.
You will put red band. Ye niya break.
Ah, ye ka say we won't agree.
We want accountability.
Ye pese mukun kunta niye huni amudi yensika yede bahabeye.
Christianity is very liberal.
Christosum abeya diye da hosa keke.
May God help us.
Unyango pombuaye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God help us.
Unyango pombuaye.
It's important that He helps us, because there are spiritual things we take for
granted.
And as a result of that, it hinders the flow of God's power. Because we have reduced spiritual things to normal doings. And God, the Bible says that you have made the word of God of no effect by your traditions.
Treni se wa mo nyankopon insem to me e wo mu enya to me bi emesiane amambre a mu kura mu nti.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight we want to pray.
And you may ye be bom pa ye.
Mockers must live our lives.
Won a wo twetwe ye e se wo fi ye na brabo mu.
May God give us eyes.
E so nyankopon ma ye niwa.
May God give us eyes.
E so nyankopon ma ye eni.
Discernment.
We are
all here together. But somebody wish that we will sit at the same place forever. If so I have to make a movement, there will be a problem. We should sit here. We should all be here. No. But if you move, may God give you discernment. Honestly, at a certain level, you need to change people around you. That's the truth of the matter. At a certain level, as you move to certain places, it's critical. Because you need to gauge the spirit around you. You need to gauge
it.
You need to gauge it. And you need to take the stand of Sarah. And said, no, you cannot stay in this house. I don't care how long you have been here. I actually promoted you. I brought you into being. I introduced your mother to my husband. Yet at this particular stage, you can't stay here. We use you as a comfort for some time. You were like a consolation to us that at least we also had a son. The tables have turned. And so you have to go. That is life. No matter how the scaffolds help you to get up there to paint, when you finish, you don't say that, oh, you help me to get up there, so
stay around them.
Some are paint, some are scaffolds.
Yeah.
And you need to know the roles. You need to know the roles of people.
At a certain stage, the scaffolds must come down.
Tonight, we want to pray. And I want you to watch your life. And think about certain things that sometimes comments that people make. We take it literal, but they have deep meanings. I'm coming from a certain place, so I have to be careful. I know we are online, so I have to be careful. But generally, it is there. Some people have some kind of spirit. They can come to your farm and look at how fresh your crop is. They will look at it and say, hey,
this
your maize farm is looking nice. So.
Hey, well, breath for you, dear. Hey, are you green, Papa?
I hope you have a spa.
That will
be the end. The crops will die. They will all die.
Hey.
That's the spirit they use.
When they come close to your farm,
they say it in the positive, but then they put something. I hope you will have a stove. Sometimes overnight it will dry up. Be careful what people say. And when you hear certain words, immediately reverse it. Words are spirits. You see, yesterday we pray.
And
this thing has come. Yesterday we talked about why God had to change his confession. The reason why names are important and you need to
check
names. Because number one, what you need to understand is this. If I have no kind of strong spirit, I am not a principality or whatever, and then your name is negative, and I mention it, nothing happens. But there is another group of people. They are also leaders. For somebody to open his mouth and say, I've cursed this person and it works, it should tell you the kind of people. And the kind of people I mentioned here, we are all together. So even though I don't have any power, when I mention your name, nothing happens. But there are certain people, their words don't fall on the ground. So whatever they say come to pass. And it's dangerous when those people are also mentioning your name. That is why names are important. So those people, when they have mastered the act of using their words. So if your name is disaster, they don't mean any evil. But they have mastered their words that it doesn't fall on the ground. So if you are not fortunate and that person sees you and says, hey, disaster, how are you?
So the punish that person no, but would you say
mention the disaster, the spirit, because of the kind of spirit the person carries, the evil spirit will take. The person doesn't mean evil. But he has mastered the act of using words. And that is the nature of God. That is why God had to do change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to pray. You want to pray that God grant unto me the spirit of discernment to protect my Isaac from mockery. The sacrifices you are offering, that is your Isaac. And you need to protect
it.
So that someone will not discourage you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody will not tell you that even your level has passed this church. You need to find another
place.
Welcome for who could be thrown. No, what pewa chacha.
As the
This one, I spoke in tongues. As they are comforting your coconut climbing, then they are looking for your achacha, achacha. If you don't want to say hunchback, you say achacha. That's also good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we be on our feet? We want to pray tonight.
Yes, I mean, deny it, nine, so.
Ah, Jesus. Jesus. Malakaba igado zanta Malaga igado zaba inderekete ezuka ba iga eleka yagado zabando rakata manda rakata kata eye kalaba igo rakata ba ezu zaba igado zabanda raka e kayabado zazaza gadagata e yakabando rekete ima zuza kaba igado ezo zaba igado zanda rakata yagada gada rabado rakata Ezo kabata, ezo kabata, ekola kata, ezeke teke, ereke teke, ekola kata, emazu zaba igado, ezu zaka yagada, zaka ba yagado zentereke, ekole keteke, ekole keteke, ekole keteke, emazu zaka ta, ekala kaba, ezo kabando rakata, ekala kaba, ezu bando rakete, ezo la gada, ezo zaba igado.
Amen.
We are praying our first prayer. First of all, we want to pray for the spirit of discernment. To be able to discern the voice of Ishmael around us. Ishmael, basically, there are two words, Isaac and then Ishmael. Isaac means laughter. In our context, Ishmael is mockery.
Ishmael eye nyo twetwe na Isaac eye osirie.
It happened to the prophet when there was famine in the land and people were killing human beings to eat. Bible makes us to understand that when the king approached, the man of God gave a prophecy. Tomorrow by this time, then the one on whom the king rests now gave a word that if God should even open the heavens, will this happen? What happened? The man of God, the prophet, immediately countered that word.
And so Elisha and Brana Cronimo Wokum and Nipa every essence of Com Atasaneso. Now Ural Cromwell can say or China Sam Ray, a Janibebusu or Maimuna Nia, or China or Hinin Animu can say. So on Yankupon Siba Fomumpa. A dear and sinner, or dear funny who say, Sa and ni, and yen ne, I cry akumapa.
So he said, you will see it, but you will not enjoy it.
Or can say, would you when he be
home? Now, so immediately. But if the prophet was not able to discern,
say, Elisha to me, and who say, and ni,
So we need discernment. So that words will not just pass around. Certain declarations will not just pass around.
And
some don't mind them. They don't know what they are. You don't know what you are saying. As for you, dear. No. If you know that that word goes to the root of your faith, immediately you stand up and say, no way. You want to pray further? Discernment. To identify those voices around me. Discernment. To be able to identify those voices around me. Discernment in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray that prayer right now. Lord, my ears, so that I'll be able to discern. My eyes, to be able to discern the negative voices in the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
Shake it, In Jesus' name. Amen.
We want to pray again. We want to declare that I cast out mockery around my sacrifice. I cast out mockery. It will surprise you. Someone will tell you. So, all the men in the world, this is the one you got to propose to you. Meanwhile, the one saying that is not married.
That's mockery.
That is mockery. And you don't know. Oh my God. That is God's blessing. God's door is opening. But someone will stand somewhere and begin to mock. All the men under the sun. All the women. This is the one you got. And you too, where is yours? Mockery. I want to cast it out. Around my Isaac. I cast out every mockery. Around my Isaac. Around my blessing. Around my sacrifice. Around my opportunity, I cast out every form of mockery. Every form of mockery, I cast it out. In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and pray that prayer.
Cast out every form of mockery in the name of Jesus. Around my sacrifice. Every form of mockery. Hey, Kalabazotata. Shakalabadonekete. Maso Zakata Igado. Ze Kalokata Igada. Rekete Kayabado. Maso Zaba Igada. Cast out every form of mockery. Yes, We want to pray. Let every contention around my sacrifice cease. Contentions. Sometimes we even contend with ourselves. Should I do this? Is this not too much? If I do it, what am I going to do next? If I do this, what will I have?
It's a contention.
There is both internal and external contention. Tomorrow is Saturday. Then the next day is Sunday. Some of us, there is serious contention going on. Should I do it? Or I should pause? Plus external one mockery.
You have
even heard something that has discouraged you.
What
but tonight you want to pray and release yourself. Oh, contentions. We have gone through contentions. We've gone through contentions. We don't have time. Maybe Sunday I'll share that testimony. Contentions. But they must cease. And then you have your freedom to do what you have to do.
Amen.
Then contention must cease.
Amen.
Then you have your freedom to do what you have to do. Contentions must cease. Both internal and external contentions. Let them cease.
Let them cease.
Now you want to declare, let every contention around my sacrifice cease now.
Let every contention around my sacrifice
let
cease.
Let every contention around my sacrifice.
Let every contention around my sacrifice.
Let it cease now.
Let it cease now.
Cease now.
Cease now.
Cease now.
Internal
contentions.
Contentions
within.
Contentions
outside. Right now. In the name of Jesus. I command you to cease. 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 In the name of Jesus. Pray and command every contention to cease. Let every contention cease. Hey, every contention cease now. Cease now. Cease now. In the name of Jesus. Let every contention cease now. Let every contention cease now. Let every contention. Let every contention. Let every contention. Let every contention. Let it cease now. Let it cease now. Let it cease now. Let it cease now. In the name of Jesus. Every contention cease now. Every contention cease now. Every contention cease now. Every contention. Hallelujah. Let the contention cease. Let the contention cease. Let the contention cease. Yes, Lord. I liberate myself from every form of contention. I liberate my spirit from every form of contention. Let the contention cease. Internal contention. External contention. Cease now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Cease now. Yes, Lord. Every contention, cease now. Every contention, cease now. Every contention, cease now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My sons say, Cease now.
Let him cease long. Every contention around my sacrifice. This is now. Let them cease law.
Amen.
May the Lord grant you boldness.
Amen.
To confront every mockery around your sacrifice.
Amen. Amen.
Some of the mockers are your bosses.
Some
are people who have influence over you.
And because
of their position, sometimes you can't talk back to them. But may God grant you the boldness to confront.
Amen.
May God grant you the boldness.
Amen.
May God grant you the boldness.
Amen.
Amen.
To confront.
Yes.
Amen.
To confront.
Amen.
And to cast out every contention.
Jesus.
To cast out
Amen.
Every contention.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you.
So Lord.
That every internal contention will cease.
So Lord. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, so Lord.
Instability in mind.
Jesus.
Not knowing what to do. Not having boldness to take that step. Let the peace of God rest on your hearts right
Amen.
Now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God.
Yes.
That will enable you to take that step.
Amen.
Enable you to take that decision.
Amen.
Enable you to offer that sacrifice.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Boldness from on high.
Yes, O Lord.
Peace from on high.
Yes, O Lord.
Grace from on high.
Yes, O Lord.
May your ears be closed to mockers.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May your ears be closed to mockers.
Amen.
That you will not hear their voices.
Amen.
You will not hear their voices.
Amen.
Let your ears be closed to mockers.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And any mockery they sent on your way, let it bounce back to them.
Jesus.
Any mockery they send on your way,
Jesus.
Let it bounce back to them.
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 Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I deny every word of mockery, oxygen to live. I deny it oxygen to live.
Jesus
it will not survive.
Amen.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I take life out of every word of mockery.
Amen.
I take life out of every word of mockery. I take life out of every word of mockery.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will not survive.
Yes,
I deny it air.
Yes,
I deny it oxygen.
Jesus.
I deny it water.
Ah,
I deny it soil.
Yes,
it will not work.
Yes.
It will not work.
Amen.
It will not work.
Amen.
It will not survive.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will not survive.
Amen.
It will not work.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will not work.
Yes,
and it will not survive.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank God for tonight. Just thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Father,
we thank you.
Father, we bless you, Lord.
We give you praise. We give you praise. Ah, we thank you because contentions have ceased. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mockery has been denied life. In the name of Jesus. Boldness has come to confront. In the name of Jesus. Discernment has come. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise.
Thank you, Father.
We give you praise.
Name, Lord.
We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.